Big 102.1, Acadiana's home of Thousand Song Weekends. It's the Big Morning Show with Fast and Renee.
And we are so excited. Our friend Keith Guidry is back on the phone. Hey, Keith.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Oh, yes, it will be. Happy Thursday. And, you know, I think it's interesting that not only is today like Library Card Awareness Day, but there's a very special opportunity for our guests to get those library cards to help through the Hurricane Laura recovery. I love this.
We think it's needed. One of the things that the library is doing as of September 2nd, which was yesterday, is we're issuing temporary library cards to Louisiana residents from Cameron, Calcasieu, or Jeff Davis Parish who are temporarily living in this area because of Hurricane Laura. So we find that a lot of people right now who are displaced just need the help. They need the Wi-Fi. They need to print things out, get on a computer, check things out, you know, just to get their mind off of things. And we're making that available for them.
Is there anything that you guys are doing with the school systems? Because I suspect that with everything that you guys do with the Lafayette Parish Public Schools, that a lot of the kids have been displaced from their educational opportunities. So this is going to be a big help to make sure that there's a little less disruption there, right?
Sure, yeah. That's a great question. I know that if the parents come in with their license that shows that they live in one of those parishes, what we'll do is we'll issue them a library card. It'll be just one of our generic library cards that expires in 6 months, but it won't accrue any fines. So what they can do is they can come and they can get a library card. If they bring their children in, if they talk to the CERC desk, I'm sure that they'll figure something out. What's fantastic is we're just offering a lot of resources to all the displaced people that they need right now. And it just happens to be that September is library card sign-up month. So just as you said, it's important right now that we're with the American Library Association and libraries nationwide, reminding parents and caregivers and students that the library card is a first step towards academic achievement, lifelong learning. And it's just so many things that the family may not have at home or right now if their home has been disrupted. The library can be a sanctuary for them to where they can get some of the resources they need.
So what's the way to go about this for them? If anybody's listening now that's kind of on the road, going back and forth, getting things from their homes or working during the day in Lake Charles or somewhere west, what do they do,
sure,
Keith? What's the process?
Well, to get to our locations, to find the locations and the hours, just go to LafayettePublicLibrary.org/hours. And then what they'll do, just on the website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org, they'll be able to find our locations. If they come into any of the branches, what they do is just bring in a driver's license. The driver's license will show that you live in one of those affected parishes. And from there, what we'll do is we'll just sign you up for a temporary library card. Like I said, it'll last for 6 months. You get all of the access to the Lafayette Public Library's services. We have online resources. And if you actually go to our front page right now of the website, you'll see where it says temporary library cards issued. If you click on that article, we have a ton of different resources for evacuees. They can find WIC clinics in the area. They can find information just from the CDC. There's all sorts of stuff there that we've put on our line on the website to try and help people who have been displaced.
You know, we are so used to the resources available, and I'm so excited that those resources are now available to others that are absolutely in need. It's always a delight to have you on the show, and we thank you for what you're doing at the library, and we thank you for being on Big 102.1 this morning, Keith.
Thanks for coming in, Renee. We'll come and get a Wonder Woman library card with us.